好，弟兄姐妹们平安。我们实在感谢主的恩典，我们能够一起来敬拜他。也特别今天也是纪念我们主耶稣基督他复活的日子，让我们一起来同声赞美他，我们来祈求他。我们在天上的父，小静你说。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you. Thanks to God's grace, we can come to worship him today. Today is a special day, it's his resurrection.So let us pray together.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Your Father in heaven, we come before you to thank you.
我们感谢你在两千多年前，你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界，来拯救我们这些罪人。
We thank you that 2,000 years ago, you sent your only Son to come into this world to save us.
感谢你，因为我们预备你的救恩，你又裁判你的主上帝耶稣基督来成就你的救恩。
Thank you that you prepared salvation and that you send your Son to accomplish the salvation.
天父，当我们来到你的面前时，让我们深知耶稣基督为了拯救我们所付上了何等大的代价。
Dear Father, when we stand before you, let us think what price Jesus paid in order to save us.
他为我们经历了羞辱，经历了各样的苦楚。
He suffered disgrace and all kinds of suffering for us.
为我们舍命流血。
He gave up his life and shed his blood for us.
让我们这些本该灭亡的人有那永生的盼望。
So we who were supposed to perish now have eternal hope.
都是因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
This is all because Jesus Christ came back to life.
天父，愿主耶稣基督复活的大能，今日也真的是能够彰显在我们每位主你儿女的身上。
Dear Heavenly Father, may the resurrection power of Jesus Christ be manifest in every one of us.
让我们因着主的复活，让我们的生命能够活泼，让我们的生命能够有从主你而来的平安。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. May our life be lively and full of peace from you.
主啊，也让我们打开我们的心，打开我们的眼睛耳朵，让你的话语进入，也让我们得以明白。
So Lord, open our hearts, close our eyes and ears, so we can hear your words and we can understand it.
让我们每位弟兄姐妹，我们可以用我们的心灵诚实来敬拜你。
So all brothers and sisters can worship you in honest and spirit.
求主赐你在那高天之上至高之处，主你来垂听我们的祷告。
May you through it in high heavens hear our prayers.
我们感谢主，我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We thank you, Lord. We pray this in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊、我们在受难节呢，我们一起思想了耶稣基督在十字架上经受的苦难，为拯救我们舍命流血。
On Good Friday, we contemplated on the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross, his bloodshed to save us.
他经历被人的耻笑，肉体被折磨的痛苦。
He experienced the people's mocking and the physical affliction.
那么从刚才我们读的经文中，我们也看到主耶稣在十字架上最大的痛苦是经历了与父神暂时隔绝的痛苦。
From the scripture we just read, we know the greatest pain Jesus experienced is the pain of being temporarily separated from God the Father.
他本该在天上跟父神享受那美好的荣耀。
He should have been heaven.Enjoying the glory with God the Father.
但是他顺服父神的旨意，愿意卑微自己来到世上，来拯救我们这些罪人。
But he obeyed the will of God the Father, came into the world and humbled himself to save us sinners.
但是他也真正的体会到了与父神隔绝的痛苦。
But he truly experienced the pain of being separated from Father.
所以他发出了我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我这样的哀叹。
So he lamented, my God, why did you forsake me?
主耶稣被钉死在十字架上，在世人和魔鬼眼里，他是失败了。
The fact that the Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross was a period of failure in the eye of human beings and Satan.
因为他当时确实是死了，也被埋葬了。
Because at that time he was surely dead, was buried.
如果主耶稣在世上就这样的结束了他的生命，那我们所信他，我们信他的所有的人，我们就没有任何的指望了。
If the Lord ended his life this way, then all of us who believe in him would have no hope.
我们的信仰也就会成为一场空。
And our faith will be just in vain.
然而呢，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣在死后的第三日，他复活了，并向门徒显现。
However, the Bible tells us that on the third day, the Lord Jesus rose again and appeared to the disciples.
通过他的复活，他见证了耶稣基督他复活的大能，他就是神的儿子，他就是那得胜的君王。
He witnessed the resurrection power and proclaiming to the world that he is the Son of God.
那么神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，为什么他必须要经历死亡和复活呢？
Then why would Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world in flesh? Why must he experience death and resurrection?
因为自从我们的始祖亚当夏娃受魔鬼的诱惑犯罪堕落以后，
Because since our first ancestor Adam and Eve fell under the temptation of the devil and sinned,
人类就败在了魔鬼的手下，所有人都活在魔鬼的权势之下和罪恶的捆绑之中。
Mankind has been defeated by the devil, and everyone lived under the power of the devil and the bondage of sin.
所以所有人的结局都是死亡。
So the end of all humankind is death.
正因为耶稣基督他经历了死亡和复活，才对付了人类的罪和死的问题。
It is precisely because Jesus Christ experienced the death and the resurrection that he had dealt with the sin and the death.
让所有信靠他的人蒙恩得救。
So all who believe in him will be blessed and have the hope of eternal life.
脱离了罪恶、死亡和魔鬼的权势。
Escape from the bondage of sin and the devil.
并且有了永生的盼望。
Have the hope of eternal life.
我们今天在这个复活的节的纪念日，我们就一起来从三方面，我们来看一下耶稣基督在十字架上的死亡和三日的复活。
Today, on this special day of Easter, let us look from three aspects at the death and resurrection of our Jesus Christ.
这件事情对我们的救恩有哪些重大的意义？
And the significance to our salvation.
我们的生命怎么样才能支取耶稣基督十字架上得胜的大能？
How our life can take the great power of resurrection of Jesus Christ?
所以我们首先来看一下基督在十字架上，他首先是胜过了魔鬼。
So first we see that Jesus Christ overcame the devil on the cross.
我们也会看到他也胜过了罪恶。
The second, we can see Jesus Christ overcame the sinfulness on the cross.
他最终也胜过了死亡。
Lastly, Jesus Christ overcame death on the cross.
我们先来看第一方面，基督在十字架上他胜过了魔鬼。
So the first part, Jesus Christ overcame the devil on the cross.
那么在希伯来书二章十四节，也是我们今天的背诵的经文，他说儿女既同有血肉之躯，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
So Hebrews 2:14, our memory verse today says, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil."
那么为什么说魔鬼是掌死权的呢？
Why do we say the devil has the power of death?
我们不是说神掌管一切，也掌管生死吗？
Is it that God in control of everything, including life and death?
是， 神是在掌管生死的主。
Yes, God is in control of life and death.
但是我们要知道呢，死是从哪里来的。
But we need to know where death comes from.
圣经是告诉说死是从罪来的。
The Bible tells us that death comes from sin.
圣经说罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
而罪又是从魔鬼来的。
And sin comes from the devil.
是魔鬼诱惑人犯罪，人犯过罪堕落以后呢，就落在了魔鬼的掌握之中。
It is the devil who tempts people to sin, and they, after people sin and fall, they fall into the devil's grasp.
所以呢，人就成了魔鬼手中犯罪的工具，也就是说，成了一个罪的奴仆。
So man becomes the tools of sin, that is, becomes the slave of sin.
所以这里说，魔鬼就成了那个掌死权的。
In this way, the devil becomes the master of death.
圣经说主耶稣道成肉身来到世上，就是要借着死来败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
The Bible says that the Lord Jesus came into the world in through incarnation to destroy the one who has the power of death, the devil.
所以呢，耶稣基督在十字架上的死，表面上看上去是魔鬼得了胜。
So therefore, the Jesus Christ's death on the cross, on surface, appeared to be the victory of the devil.
但是他的第三日复活就宣告了魔鬼的失败。
But his resurrection on the third day declared the defeat of the devil.
耶稣基督复活的大能已经胜过了魔鬼。
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ overcome the devil.
那么当然胜过魔鬼，我们下面一次看第二方面，其实他也胜过了罪恶。
So the second part, Jesus Christ also overcame the sinfulness on the cross.
我们知道了魔鬼呢是罪的起源。
We know the devil is the origin of sin.
但这不表示人对罪就没有责任了。
But this does not mean man is not responsible for sin.
那么圣经就告诉我们了，神对人所犯的罪，他是要求人负完全的责任的。
The Bible tells us that God requires man to take full responsibility for the sin committed by himself.
我们刚才也讲到，人类犯罪堕落后，活在魔鬼的手下，活在罪恶的权势之下。
As we just said earlier, since Adam sinned, human beings have lived under the power of sin.
成为罪的奴仆，人也就成了罪人，犯罪就成了人的本性。
And becomes slaves to sin. So people now become sinners, and the sin becomes a human nature.
人类靠自己永远也脱离不了罪恶的权势。
Humans can never overcome sin.
所以在以赛亚书53:4-6，他说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。那是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah 53:4-6 says, Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was chastisement, he brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. While we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以只有无罪的耶稣基督为众人的罪死在十字架上，耶稣基督才能代替我们承担罪的刑罚。
Therefore, only the sinless Jesus Christ died on the cross, that he could bear the penalty in our place.
对呀、啊，神的公义既被彰显，同时罪的问题也得到了解决。
And the justice of God can be manifested, and the problem of sin could be solved.
所以呢，基督的复活说明罪在他身上再没有任何的权势了。
The resurrection of Christ also shows sin has no power over him.
他已经胜过了罪恶，而且他也解除了所有信他之人身上罪恶的捆绑、罪恶的权势。
He has overcome sin, and he has also removed the power of sin from all those who believe in him.
那么，其实耶稣基督在十字架上，他的受死复活，后面的复活，他不只是胜过了魔鬼和死亡这个罪恶，其实同时他也胜过了死亡。
So thirdly, not only Jesus Christ overcame the devil at the sin on the cross, he also overcame death on the cross.
那么死呢，是人类的仇敌，死也是人所惧怕的，也是死也是控制人的。
Death is the enemy of mankind. Death is what people fear and what controls people.
所以呢，几千年来，自从有人类以来，人在死亡面前都是无能为力。
For thousands of years, people have been powerless in the face of death.
因为世人都犯了罪，罪的工价就是死。
Because all mankind have sinned, and the wages of sin is death.
那么虽然生老病死呢，是人之常情，是世人的必经之路。
Although birth, old age, sickness, and death are common happenings and almost must have experienced for the world.
但是人们一直其实还是在跟死亡在征战。
But many people still struggle with death.
所以呢，死到临头时，许多人还是会有惧怕。
Many people still be afraid when death is imminent.
所以呢，自数千年来，人从来没有解开这个死结。
For thousands of years, people have never untied this knot of death.
直到耶稣基督降临人间，才把死的这个痛苦解决了。
Until Jesus Christ came to this world, the pain of death was solved.
那么，基督是如何来解决死亡这个问题的呢？
How did Christ solve the problem of death?
就是借着他亲自上了十字架，受死，流血舍命，他就把死的这个结解开了。
It was through the fact that he himself went to the cross, died, shed his blood, breaking the knot of death.
就像以弗所书二章所说，他说你们死在罪恶过犯之中，他叫你们活过来了。
As Ephesians Chapter 2, verse 1 says, And you were dead in the trespasses of the sins, as missing the second half, and he made you alive.
所以呢，没有基督的死，人的罪恶过犯就没办法除去。
Without the death of Jesus Christ, the man's transgressions and the sin cannot be taken away.
没有基督钉十字架而死，死的毒钩也无法铲除。
Without Christ's death on the cross,The sting of death cannot be removed.
所以呢，基督在十字架的死是以他的死来面对死的权势。
So Christ's death on the cross was to face death with death.
那么他的复活见证了他胜过死亡的权势，他也是胜过了死亡本身。
His resurrection showed that he.Overcome the power of death, and he actually overcame death himself.
弟兄姐妹们，其实主耶稣在十字架上的死和三日后的复活。
Brothers and sisters, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later.
他胜过了魔鬼，胜过了罪恶，也胜过了死亡。
This overcame the devil, overcame the sinfulness, and overcame death.
这个对于我们每一位基督徒都是一个极大的祝福。
This is a great blessing to every Christian.
因为我们信了耶稣基督以后呢，就意味着我们也可以靠着耶稣基督的得胜，靠着他的大能，战胜我们生命当中一切的挑战。
Because after we believe in Jesus Christ, it means we too Okay, rely on the victory of Jesus Christ and rely on this resurrection power to overcome all challenges.
然而我们的生命中所有的挑战其实都是我们与罪恶与我们的苦难和死亡的征战。
And all our challenges of life is against the sin, against the suffering and the death.
当我们来面对罪恶的诱惑和魔鬼的试探的时候，我们能不能站立得稳，不犯罪，活出圣洁的生命呢？
When we come to face the temptation of sin and the devil, can we stand firm and do not sin?
这是我们常常会遇到的一个挑战。
This is a challenge we often met.
当我们遇到苦难的时候，比如我们当下面对的疫情。
When we encounter suffering like the epidemic.
或者我们面对的家庭中、生活中、事业上的、身体的健康中，那些突如其来的艰难或者患难时。
All the sudden difficulty or tribulations in our family, career or health.
我们有没有内心真正的平安呢？
Do we have the inner peace?
那么第三个方面呢，我们有一天都会面对死亡。
Thirdly, one day we will face death.
当我们面对死亡的时候，我们有没有真实的盼望呢？
When we face death, do we have the true hope?
那么在哥林多前书后书第四章七到十节，保罗这样的告诉信徒，也告诉你我。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 10, Paul told us.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌却不被控住，心里作难却不致失望。遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not up to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken.Struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
以及这些这跟经文告诉我们，就是说，我们生命中所经历的，耶稣基督也都经历过。
We are told here every experience in our life was also be experienced by Jesus.
所以，既然主耶稣比方最大的就是他经历了死亡，那么我们也会经历死亡，经历各样的苦难。所以耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，就是说我们经历这些时候，我们乃是经历耶稣基督他复活的大能，也会带领我们度过这一切。
Jesus Christ experienced death, so were we. But when Jesus Christ died and resurrected 3 days later, this tells us one day we will be resurrected as well.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，我们都是神手中的瓦器。
So brothers and sisters, we are all jars of clay in God's hands.
那么这个瓦器呢，与其他瓦器最大的不同，就是有复活的基督住在里面了。
The biggest difference from other people is that we have Christ in these jars of clay.
所以呢，我们这些瓦器就是基督徒，我们也会四面受敌，也会有内心的挣扎。
So we, these jars of clay, like our Christians, we will also suffer from enemies on all sides. We will also suffer in our hearts.
那么我们也会遭逼迫，也会被打倒。
We will also be persecuted. We will also be struck down.
但问题是在这一切的艰难处境中，我们有没有活出基督复活的能力来？
The question is, in the midst of all these difficult circumstances, did we live up the resurrection power of Christ?
Sorry, 我们能不能在面对这些艰难的时候，我们能不能站立得稳，能不能表现出我们是一个有复活的基督在里面的瓦器？
Can we stand firm? Can we show that We are jars of clay that has the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in it.
那这就要看我们在面对罪恶、苦难和死亡的时候，我们的生命是一个什么样子。
This depends on what our life is when we face these difficulties and when we face death.
我们有什么样的态度在这些和表现，当我们经历这些事情的时候。
What attitude and appearance do we have when facing these difficulties?
那么我们从圣经里面我们可以看到，主耶稣被钉死在十字架上之后，门徒都处在一种极度的恐慌不安中。
From the Bible, we can see after the Christ was nailed on the cross, all the disciples were in anxiety and have no peace.
所以他们不知道接下来还会发生什么，他们到底该怎么办。
They didn't know what will happen next and what they should do.
然而呢，圣经中告诉我们，却是有一群常常跟随主的妇女，他们买了贵重的香料要献给主。
We know in the Bible that there were a group of few female disciples. They followed the Lord always, and they bought precious spices to present to the Lord.
他们也有恐惧，也不知道怎么办，但是他们这颗爱主的心，他们是没有改变的。
They also had fear and didn't know what to do, but their love for Christ did not change.
因为他们真正的爱主，所以他们要去亲近主，他们一定要为死去的主要做一些什么事情。
Because they love the Lord, they wanted to be near the Lord, they wanted to do something for the Lord.
也就是在这种的情况下，复活的主向他们显现了。
So in under these circumstances, our Lord appeared to them.
我们知道呢，主耶稣他可以随时随地，他复活以后，他可以向任何人显现。
We know that after the Lord's resurrection, he can show to anyone at any time.
他为什么单单的向这一群妇女来显现呢
？Why he picked to show to this group of female disciples?
因为主耶稣基督，他们真正的爱他。
Because they truly loved Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们也来试想我们自己，我们只是口头上说爱主，还是我们也愿意付上代价去爱主呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, let us truly think about ourselves. Did we just love the Lord with our lips, or are we willing to pay a price to show our love for the God?
这些妇女也害怕，但是他们真的爱主，他们才会买那贵重的香料要献给主。
The female disciples were also afraid, but they loved the Lord, so they bought precious spices to present to the Lord.
这时候他们就遇见了复活的主。
Then they met the resurrecting Lord.
所以呢，只有真正爱主才会付上代价与主亲近。
So only truly loving the Lord, then you are willing to pay a price.
也才会把时间、精力、钱财等等这些才会摆上来用在爱主的事情上。
Then you are willing to spend your money, time, to love the Lord.
所以只有这样，他们会经历主的同在。
Only this way, they can experience the presence of the Lord.
这样的话，他们的生命才会被真正的改变。
This way, their life can be truly changed.
所以呢，如果一个人不爱主，那他怎么可能去亲近主，去渴慕神的话语呢
？So if a person does not love the Lord, how can he draw close to the Lord and longing for God's word?
所以他怎么能有主的同在？怎么能依靠主呢？
How can he have the presence of the Lord? How can he rely on the Lord?
当然，他也不可能得到从主而来的能力。
And of course, he cannot have the power that comes from the Lord.
所以这里面我们也可以看到了，所有一切的能力的根源，其实都在乎我们一颗爱主的心。
So here we can see the root of all power lies in a heart loving the Lord.
那么谈到这里呢，我们也已经能够想起，当主耶稣复兴彼得、差遣彼得的时候，他没有问彼得说：“哎，你怎么样？你怎么样？”
So here we can recall that when the Lord Jesus restored Peter and sent Peter, he did not ask Peter.
他没有问彼得说：“你有能力吗？你知道不知道传福音呢？怎么样传福音呢？”
He did not ask Peter,、oh, Peter, do you have the ability? Do you know how to preach the gospel?
他也没有问彼得说：“哎，你知不知道怎么样建立教会？你对未来的事工有没有一个什么计划呢？”
He also did not ask Peter, do you know how to build a church? And do you have any plans about the ministry?
等等好多的我们觉得他会问的问题，其实主耶稣什么也没有问彼得。
And many other questions that we think the Lord should ask Peter, but did not.
但是呢，主耶稣都没有问彼得，主耶稣却是三次问了彼得一个最简单也是最基本的问题。他说：“彼得，你爱我吗？”
But three times Lord Jesus asked Peter the most simple, the most basic question. Peter, do you love me?
弟兄姐妹们，其实对彼得来说呢，这是一个很难回答的问题。
Brothers, sisters, to Peter, this is a very difficult question to answer.
要知道彼得呢，刚刚他经历了三次不认主的失败。
Because Peter just experienced three times he denied the Lord.
他怎么样回答才好呢
？How should he answer？
因为主耶稣知道，只要彼得爱他，他就会有服事的能力。
The Lord knows, as long as Peter loved him, he would have the ability to serve.
他就能得着基督从死里复活的能力。
He can surely receive the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
然而，主也知道，如果没有爱主的心，那么就什么也不可能有。
But the Lord also knows if there is no loving, the Lord, there's nothing.
也不会有从神而来的祝福。
Surely there won't be blessing from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，如果主也这样的问我们，说你爱我吗
？Brothers, sisters, if the Lord asks us the same question, do you love me?
我们该怎么样的诚实回答呢
？How shall we answer this honestly？
那么雅各书四章八节呢，其实对我们所有的基督徒就是这样的提醒我们。
那是前段
的。So James chapter four verse eight is a reminder to all of us。
就是你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们；有罪的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的手。心怀二意的人呐、啊，要清洁你们的心。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
所以呢，如果我们爱神，我们才会亲近神，我们才会渴慕神，神也一定会亲近我们。
If we love God, we will draw near to God, and we desire God, and then God will draw near to us.
为什么我们没有一颗爱神、亲近神、渴慕神的心
？Why we do not have a heart that loves God and draws close to God and longs for God？
因为我们心怀二意。
Because we're double-minded。
我们的心被罪恶、被世俗各样的事情所充满、所纠缠。
Our minds are filled with sin, with all kinds of things。
所以呢，雅各书告诉我们。要洁净你们的手，要清洁你们的心。
That's why the book of James tells us, cleanse your hands and purify your heart.
否则呢，我们不可能有一颗真正爱主的心。
Otherwise, it's not possible for us to have a heart that loves the Lord.
一颗亲近神的心，一颗渴慕神的心。
A heart that draws close to God and a heart that longs for God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要再去抱怨什么。
So brothers, sisters, let us complain no more.
为什么神不听我的祷告呢
？Why God did not listen to our prayers?
为什么我经历不到神的能力呢
？Why couldn't experience God's power?
为什么一些事情神没帮助我成就呢
Why God doesn't help me to accomplish something?
其实呢，我们要像彼得一样，不是自己说什么。
Actually, we should be like Peter, not we say something.
我们知道在圣经中彼得说，主你知道我爱你，你无所不知。
Peter said in the Bible, Lord, you know I love you, you know everything.
所以呢，我们爱不爱主呢，不是我们嘴上说出来的，是主最知道我们。
So whether we love the Lord is not by our lips, the Lord knows our minds.
所以呢，让我们经常我们问自己，我爱耶稣吗？我有这颗爱神的心吗？
So let us ask ourselves always, do I love Jesus Christ? Do I have a heart to love the Lord?
那么要经历基督复活的能力，我们还需要有第二个最基本的基督徒生命的根基。
To experience the power of Christ's resurrection, we also need a second basic foundation as a Christian.
所以那就是我们的对主复活主的信心。
That is our faith in God in the Lord's resurrection.
耶稣基督一切的话，我们都要毫不犹豫地去相信。
We must believe all the words of Jesus Christ without hesitation.
是的，主耶稣几次告诉过门徒，他会受死，第三日会复活。
Although Jesus told the disciples several times that he would die and rise again on the third day.
但是当那些妇女遇见复活的主以后，去告诉门徒的时候，他们都不相信。
But when the woman met the resurrected Lord and went to tell the disciples didn't believe it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们按照我们人的理性思想，人不可能复活。
Because they rationalize according to human reason, no one can resurrect.
因为他们的理性限制了他们的信心。
Their reason limited their confidence.
弟兄姐妹，我们也是一样的。我们好多时候，我们的理性也会限制我们自己的信心。
Brothers and sisters, we are likewise. Our reason sometimes can limit our faith.
所以基督复活的这件事情包括，那么包括呢，还有包括其他一些圣经真理，其实都超越了我们的理性。
The fact of Jesus' resurrection and some other Bible truths all goes beyond a human reason.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们想一个最简单的问题，就是如果我们所信的是真正的神，他一定也是一位超越我们理性的神。
But brother, sister, let us think about very simple truth. If we believe in the true God, this true God must also be beyond our reasoning.
所以如果他做事都符合了我们的理性，都是按照我们那种预想的实现的，那我们所信的这些真理完全也是我们能，而且给我们的真理也是我们都能理解的。
If he conforms to our reasoning in all things, and all what he did can be easily understood by our reasoning,
这说明他就不是一位真正的神了。
That actually means he's not a true God.
所以真正的神是不会被人的理解、理性所限制的。
A true God cannot be limited by human reason.
因为人的理性，我们是有限的，我们也是有罪的，而神却是无限的。也是圣洁的。
Because human reason is limited, human is sinful, but God is unlimited and God has no sin.
所以呢，我们这些有限的人，要想支取神无限的能力，要想真正认识这位无限的神。
So we are finite humans. If we want to draw upon God's infinite power and want to truly know this infinite God.
我们要想进入耶稣基督这里面，支取他那无他那些智慧、那些无限能力的宝库，那么这把钥匙就是我们对复活基督的坚固的信心。
If we want to enter into the Christ, enter into the treasure house of His infinite power, the key is our faith.
但是呢，这个信心不单单是我们相信耶稣的时候那几点基要真理。
But this faith is beyond those basic truths that we believe in Jesus Christ.
哎，我们说啊，我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，他是基督，是童女所生，是道成肉身。哎，他也为我们死在十字架上，三日后复活，等等这些基要真理。
We know this basic truth that Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Christ. He is born of a virgin. He is God incarnate. He died on the cross for us, and he resurrected 3 days later, and so on, so on.
所以我们相信这些基要真理对我们非常重要，但是呢，我们不能只是信这些基要真理。
We believe these basic truths, of course, very important, but we cannot just believe these basic truths.
其实呢，我们生命中的每一个层面、每一个经历都在考验我们的信心。
Actually, every aspect of our life, every experience, every testing.Is a test of our faith.
都需要我们用信心来面对。
Is all things that we need to face with our faith.
就拿我自己，在这几年的服事过程中。
Let me give an example of my service in the past few years.
我也有过非常，有过跟弟兄姐妹一同服事的喜乐。
I have the joy of serving with brothers and sisters.
也经历过失败。
And also experienced the failure.
但是在所有的这些的情形之中，主就是让我们在各种处境中来经历，依靠他。
But under all these circumstances, God let me experience him.
我也深知我自己，靠我自己是没有任何的能力，我也缺乏智慧。
I truly know by myself, I have no power, I lack wisdom.
但是呢，我只相信这个复活的主，只要我们爱他，他，我们就可以从他那支取我们所需要的智慧，我们一切的能力。
But I truly believe, the Lord I believe is a resurrecting Lord. As long as I love him, I can have power from him.
那么主耶稣在哥林多后书二章十二章九节，他曾经这样告诉过保罗。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Lord Jesus told Paul the following.
他说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”
He said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness."
那么什么叫神的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全呢？
What does it mean? What does it mean that God's power is made perfect in weakness?
意思就是我们经历顺境乃是神的能力在我们身上彰显。
This means when we experience the good times, God's power is manifested in us.
我们经历逆境同样是神的能力在我们生命中彰显。
When we experience adversity, it is also God's power manifested in our lives.
也就是在我们生命中一切的事情上，哪怕是最深的这种苦难中，我们借着信心都可以支取从主耶稣基督死里复活的大能。
That is in everything in our lives, even the deepest suffering, we can always draw upon the resurrection power of Jesus Christ by faith.
所以呢，这才是为什么我们基督徒在一切的处境中能够拥有那些那种世人没有的平安。
That is exactly why we Christians can have that unexpected peace in all situations.
那么为什么我们基督徒在一切的处境中都有平安？就是因为我们能够用信心去支取耶稣基督从死里复活的大能。
The reason why we have peace in all situations is that we can always draw upon the resurrection power of Jesus Christ by faith.
所以他的能力是在我们的软弱中，在我们的苦难中，也是在我们的眼泪中，甚至在我们的死亡中能够显得完全。
His power is made perfect in our weakness, in our suffering, even our tears or even our death.
所以呢，主耶稣十字架上得胜给我们的另一个祝福，就是我们知道真正的平安是从哪里来的。
One of the true blessings we got from the resurrection of Lord Jesus is we know where our true peace come from.
那么当主耶稣向门徒写信时，主耶稣讲的第一句话是什么呢？是说愿你们平安。
When the Lord Jesus appeared to the disciple, what was the first word that the Lord Jesus said? It is, peace be with you.
其实呢，愿你们平安这句话呢，在犹太人当中是一个非常普通的一种通常的问候语。
Actually, peace be with you is a very common greeting in Israel.
其实很像我们平时遇到人，或者我们讲一句，哎，是你都好吗？
Just like when we met others, we would say,You are fine.
所以呢，耶稣基督一生可能，如果说要就是这种问候的话，他可能说了好多这种的话，在他的一生中。
Maybe Jesus had said many of these greeting words in his life.
但是他说了，但他说的前面那些可能在圣经中都没有记载。
But this the Bible did not record.
所以圣经中记载主耶稣对门徒讲“愿你们平安”，都是在他复活以后讲。
The only recording in the Bible that the Lord said, peace be with you, is after his resurrection.
所以呢，主耶稣复活后对门徒讲，愿你们平安，这不是一句客套话。
So we know when Christ says, peace be with you, it's not just a common greeting.
所以这是耶稣基督实实在在给门徒的应许。
It is a true promise that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples.
就你们只要相信我，相信我的复活，就一定会有平安。
As long as you believe in me, believe in my resurrection, you will surely have peace.
所以耶稣基督其实在对门徒说，我已经复活了，我已经战胜了魔鬼、罪恶和死亡，还有什么能够让你们害怕的呢？你们都平安了。
Jesus Christ was actually saying to his disciples, I have risen. I have conquered the devil, the sin, and the death. What else can you fear? You are at peace.
所以主耶稣告诉门徒这些，也是告诉我们，我们真正的认识耶稣，真正的相信耶稣从死里复活的大能，我们也才会有真正的平安。
Jesus is also telling us the same truth. As long as we believe inJesus Christ, believe in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, we will have true peace.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在所处这个时代呢，其实有太多的坏消息。
Brothers, sisters, in this generation, there's so much bad news.
其实很少有好消息。
There are few good news.
但是呢，有一个最大的好消息。
There is one of the greatest good news.
如果我们诚心相信这个最大的好消息，其实所有的那些坏消息也都不算什么了。
If we sincerely believe in the greatest good news, the all the bad news is nothing after all.
那比方说，我们举几个例，我们现在听到一些坏消息，比方说我们的瘟疫，哎，各种变异的病毒。
Some examples of the bad news, like the epidemic, like the various mutated.Variants of the virus.
那么还有现在比方疫苗的果效不假，还有疫苗对身体可能的危害。
And the poor effects of the vaccination and the possible harm of the vaccination.
那么不断扩大的这个俄乌战争，也可能有开要来的台海战争。
And the ever expanding war between Russia and Ukraine.As the possible war in the Taiwan Sea.
那么在中国的铁链女还有因为封城而死亡的百姓。
The women in chains in China and the people who died because of the closure of the city.
其实还有各种的天灾人祸，我们也不知道明天还会有什么坏消息。
And all kinds of natural and man-made disasters, we don't know what bad news we'll have tomorrow.
但是不管有多少的这样的坏消息，这个世代有一个最好的消息，那就是福音，就是耶稣基督已经战胜魔鬼、死亡和罪恶，他复活了。
But no matter how much bad news in this world, we have the greatest good news. That is the gospel. That is Jesus has conquered the devil, the sinfulness, and the death, and he rose again.
他能够拯救所有真心信靠他的人。
He is willing to save all those who truly believe in him.
我们所信的是一位从死里复活的主。
The Lord we believe in is the Lord who comes back, who arose from the dead.
那么这位复活的主有一天一定会再来。
And this resurrected Lord will come back one day.
这是最大的好消息。
This is the greatest piece of the news, of good news.
这一位我们所信靠的主，他战胜了所有的罪恶、苦难、死亡，对他儿女、对他门徒的攻击和捆绑，他都得胜了。
The Lord we believe in, he conquered all sin, suffering, and death. He overcome all the attack and bondage against his children.
所以只要我们跟随他，我们也必然会得胜。
As long as we follow him, we'll surely be victorious as well.
所以我们是可以在这个充满坏消息的时代中有出人意外的平安的。
So yes, we can have unexpected peace in this age of bad news.
所以只要我们真心的信靠他，我们随时随地可以在耶稣基督里来支取他复活的能力。
As we truly believe in him, we can draw upon his resurrection power at any time.
以及他为我们所预备的各样的祝福。
And all the blessings he prepared for us.
那么这里呢，我就想到有一个故事。
I think of a story.
那么说有一个很孝顺的儿子，哎，看见父母亲呢辛苦了这么多年，他就给一个父母亲呢买了两张这个去做这个游轮的旅行的这么两张票。
There is a very filial son. He saw his parents has worked hard for many years, and he bought two cruise tickets for his parents.
对，想让这个两位老人呢去这个轻松一下，去度假来旅行。
So they can have a vacation and be relaxed.
那么这两位老人也很高兴，就接受了儿子这两张票。
The parents were very happy and accepted tickets.
所以他也不想让儿子再有更多的这个破费。
He does not want his son to spend more.
所以两个老人也非常的节约。
And they live in a simple life.
他们在上游轮的时候呢，就准备了很多的食物，哎，方便面呀，火腿肠呀，准备了好多，就带在了身，带了一大包。
So they prepared a lot of food before they went on the cruise ship, like instant noodles or.The instant meat.
所以呢，他们在游轮上呢，每到了那他们开饭的时候呢，他们就在自己的这个房间里，老两口呢就在吃这些东西。
Whenever it's meal time, they would stay in their own room and eat this food.
哎，结果吃了几天，都吃光了。
After a few days, they ate up all the food.
所以他们预备的这些食物呢，不够他们这一程的旅行。
So the food they prepared is not enough for their trip.
所以吃完了，但是他们还有好几天的旅行没有完成。
So the food is gone, but still have quite a few days of trip.
所以两个老人呢，坚持了一两天呢，就坚持不住了。
The parents went on without eating for a couple of days, but they cannot go on any longer.
所以他们就跑到工作人员那问了一下，就说估计这个饭是很贵，就问了工作人员说，你们这儿的一顿饭多少钱？
So they asked the workers there, how much is the meal every time?
哎，工作人员告诉他们说我们这儿的饭都是免费的，你在票里面呢都包括了。
The workers said the meals are actually free, included in the tickets.
我讲这个故事呢，其实就是告诉我们，其实好多时候呢，我们神给我们，我们既然真正的相信了神，其实神早就把我们各样的祝福给我们预备好了。
So I have this story to tell us that when we believe in Jesus Christ, God has prepared for us everything.
所以当我们真正信耶稣的那一刻，我们的信仰包含了神要给我们的一切能力、一切的平安、一切的祝福。
So when we truly believe in Jesus, our faith already contains all the power, peace, and blessing.
所以每一个我们艰难的时刻，每一次失败的经历，我们每一个我们人生黑暗的时刻。
Every hardship moment, every tribulation moment, every moment of darkness,
都是我们去支取耶稣基督从死里复活的能力的时刻，也都是我们经历神给我们祝福的机会。
These are all moments in our life for us to draw upon the power of Jesus Christ. It's also a time for us to draw upon the blessing God has prepared for us. And all of this God has already promised to us.
所以他死里复活的能力, 他就必常与我们在这些时候同在, 直到我们见主的面。
His power of resurrection will always be with us until we see his face again.
弟兄姐妹们, 在这个复活节的时候,
Brothers and sisters, on this Easter day,
我们真的一起来求我们的主, 我们的神,
let us together to ask our God.
让我们诚心来到他的面前祈求, 求神来帮助我们能够经历和得着耶稣基督复活的能力。
To plead him so to experience the power of resurrection.
真正的激励我们有爱主和信主这两个最基本的对主的爱心和对他的信心。
To truly inspire us to have a heart to love the Lord and believe the Lord.
让我们先来能够真正的去爱主, 付上代价来爱他。
First, let us come to love him. Love him with a price.
求圣灵也激励我们爱他, 帮助我们完全的来信靠, 从死里复活的耶稣基督。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us to love the Lord and to truly believe in the Lord.
让我们真正的得到 耶稣基督从死里复活的能力。
So we can truly have the power of a resurrection.
让我们的生命能够先来经历那出人意外的平安。
So our lives can first experience the unexpected peace.
然后也让我们能够把这个好消息告诉更多的人, 把这种出人意外的平安也赐给所有我们周围的人。
Then we can tell others this good news. And also bring this unexpected peace to others.
让主耶稣基督复活的大能真正的彰显在我们每位神的儿女的身上。
Let the resurrection power of Jesus Christ be truly manifested in every children of God.
不管我们面对各样的处境、艰难、困苦，不管什么情况， 我们都能够有从耶稣基督而来的真正的平安。
No matter what situations we met, we can truly have the peace.
因为我们的主耶稣真的是死过, 但是他真正的复活了。Because
our Lord Jesus, he truly died, but he rose again.
我们来一起祷告。Let
us pray together.
我们在天上的父神, 我们感谢你的恩典、你的怜悯。Dear
Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子, 特别在今天这个纪念主耶稣复活的日子。
Thank you that you gave your only son, especially on this day of resurrection.
天父, 求主你把那真正爱你的心, 信靠你的心, 放在我们每位弟兄姐妹的里边。
Thank you for please help put a heart of truly loving you, truly believing in you, in every brother sisters of yours.
哇, 让我们能够真的是坚固在主耶稣基督你的磐石上。
So we can truly strengthen ourselves on this rock, you yourself.
主啊, 让我们能够真实的知道, 真实的信靠, 我们所信的是一位从死里复活的神。
So we truly know, we can truly believe in the Lord that we rose again from the dead.
主啊, 帮助每位弟兄姐妹, 主啊, 也真的是来帮助你的教会。
Help every brother and sisters and help your church.
让我们能够知道主耶稣基督, 你在引导我们, 主, 你在那里有为我们每位弟兄姐妹你的教会预备着各样的祝福。
We know you are truly leading us and you have all kinds of blessings with you for us.
让我们靠着你, 对你的信心, 让我们来领受你给我们预备的祝福。
Through faith, we can draw upon the blessing you prepared for us.
让我们的生命能够真正的更新改变, 让主你得到满足。
So our life can be renewed and changed, so you can be satisfied.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
阿门。